views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. To the hit show, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart. As a renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, entertaining motivational speaker, and radio host, Artie has helped change the lives of thousands. He delivers spiritual messages with passion and humor. When you start to believe, then you can achieve. Call now, 1-800-930-2819, and get in the queue for your live on-air reading. Now, here's your host, Artie Hoffman.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Artie Hoffman, and we also got the wonderful and talented Sky.
Hi.
How you doing, sweetheart?
Good. How are you, sweetie?
I'm doing good. I feel really energized today, and I got to tell you, I'm having a love affair today, and my love affair is with my GPS. I love my GPS. It gets me to everywhere. I swear to God, it has made my life so simple. And that when I hear her voice and she's, baby, you go right, you go left, honey, you need to make a U-turn. I'm telling you, I am just so thrilled that I don't have to think at all about where I'm going. And I just get to where I want to go. And it's like, it makes a difference where I go. She knows. It's like she's been everywhere.
She knows.
She knows.
You're such a man because my husband's in love with his too.
I swear to God. And my wife says, why are you home so late? I said, well, I just can't. I don't know. I got to make up stories. I'm just riding around, listening to my GPS, having a great time. You know, come on, let's go for it. Come on, let's go for a ride. Okay, honey, wherever you want to go.
I love it.
Say, I need an ice cream store, honey. Do you feel like ice cream? Yeah, baby, I feel like ice cream. Where's the nearest one? Come on, I'll show you. It's like, all right. You feel like Italian? You feel like Italian? Yeah, I feel like Italian. All right, come on, let's go Italian. I'll bring out some meatballs for you.
Artie, let me ask you a very private question.
Go ahead.
What accent is she in?
What accent?
Because you know that there's different accents. You know that. There's a British accent. There's an English accent. There's an American accent. There's all kinds of different, like, little dialects that you can speak in.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty impressed. You know what? I never even thought about switching her over. She has a regular American accent, but I love the British accent. I do. I love the British. I got to switch her over to British.
Listen, you can have a different girl every night.
That's right. That's right. British, South American, South African.
Right?
You want to know something? I got news for you. One of the most romantic accents I've ever heard is from South Africa. Very refined, very, very refined way of speaking. And also the French, when they speak, like, and they talk,
lovely.
It's like, oh my God. And the accent, the Australian accent, it's like something about them. It's like, I don't care what they look like. If I'm listening to a girl, if I see a girl from a distance and I think she's just all right looking, but if she's speaking with an English accent, I'm instantly in love. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
What are you saying, Artie? Brooklyn girls are not doing it for you, Artie.
Oh, no, you don't have to worry.
Brooklyn accents.
Your Brooklyn accent. With attitude. No, I love it. You want to know something? I got to tell you something. I had to do a special promotion where I had to hire random girls to hand out free samples of lotions for this like large company when I worked for a modeling agency. I used to be part owner of it. So rather than hire out through another agency, I said, you know what? We'll keep the whole piece of the pie, and I'll just go out and go to the girls all along the Northeast coast. So I went from Malta. I had to meet all these different girls and hire them to be like models, like, and to hand out free samples. Now, as I was going from state to state to state all along the East Coast, my two favorites that I really enjoyed their attitude was Boston and Staten Island. They had food. Like, you know, they had like flavor. You know, like what's her name? Carla from Cheers. Do you remember Carla from Cheers?
Of course, I remember Carla. She was a devil, an advocate.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. She was so nasty and cruel on that show, but I loved her character.
Right. Well, anyway, Staten Island girls and Boston girls have that same attitude. Not so being nasty, but being outgoing and vivacious. And I'm not saying that the other girls don't. I'm just saying the consistency. Because when I went from other states, New Hampshire and even New Jersey, which is where we're from, and going to Connecticut and, you know, all the way up to Vermont and all, the girls were nice. But Boston and Staten Island, the New Yorkers, they had attitude, and I loved it. They were just so much fun to talk to. So,
and hey, you know something? Yes.
Go ahead. No, Sky, I said to you, the moment I heard your voice, all right, you called me up in a panic a few weeks ago. You said, Artie, am I going crazy? I don't know if I'm going crazy or if I'm a medium. I'm seeing dead people. I'm hearing dead people. I go, okay. I said, Sky, I want you to be a part of my life. How's that? 3 minutes, I want you to be a co-host on my show.
I know. It was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. But you know what? I'm very self-conscious about my accent because everybody knows it's like Brooklynese. So, and you know what really? What?
No, go ahead. I was just saying what you were saying.
Oh, yeah, it's Brooklynese. But you know what accent really calms me? And I think it's like so amazing. Well, the girls in the Midwest, they have such a gentle, very calming, peaceful, like, very ladylike kind of demeanor with the way they speak. And here I am, like a broken beer bottle, talking to you. You know what I'm saying?
I got to tell you something funny. Charity and I, my wife Charity and I, we went to a diner a few nights ago. What was it? Wednesday night. And so we're in a regular diner not too far away from us in New Jersey. And the girl said to us, he says, you know, what can I get for you? And I said, yes. I said, I would like, my wife and I would like a seltzer water. And I said, I'd like some chicken soup, if you don't mind, please. And so all of a sudden, she's looking at me, her eyes like bugged out as I'm talking with a slight British accent. And so all of a sudden, went in my normal talk. And I just said to her, the girl went to get the soda, and then she came back, and I just said, Char, you want anything? And she looks at me like really disappointed. She goes, what happened to your accent? I go, and I said, she goes, I want that accent back. And I said, all right. I said, if you like. So the whole time, and Charity's looking at me like, you are such a flirt. Oh, my God.
I think maybe Charity liked it, baby.
No, she says, will you just stop? You know, I think she gets a kick out of it. She goes like, oh, God. You know, she gives me like, oh, God. But she goes along. She's cool that way.
She very is cool. She's so sweet. She's the sweetest thing ever. She's just pure heart. Love her.
Thank you. But you want to know something, Sky? I got to be honest with you. And I feel very blessed because our topic today, and we're going to go for a break in a couple of minutes. Our topic today is how to have a relationship with angels. And you and I proved, I mean, we proved it 1,000 times to each other, not to each other, but in our own. When we first met, there was definitely a divine intervention. Angels intervened. Because I said, God, literally, the day you called me for the very first time, I said, God, I need a female partner who's got the spiritual gift and who has an attitude. I said, who's a little rough around the edges. I said,
you got her.
Yeah. I need somebody to bounce off of. And then you called, and I just was like amazed how fast it happened. And then for you, what happened? We have 2 minutes.
I was like out of my mind. I couldn't believe what was going on because I needed somebody so quickly. It was like I woke up that morning and I tried contacting any spiritualist I could. And I just dial a phone and it would die until I got you. And, you know, I understood that you were going to call me back, that you wouldn't pick up the phone right away. And bingo, you picked up the phone immediately. And in 3 minutes, we were together. It was such divine intervention. It was such divine intervention. And I felt as though, you know, we would be connected. And we were connected in another life. I truly believe that.
Yeah, and you just got my card like the day before or a couple of days before. You just happened to...
That day, Artie. It took me from getting your, from being handed your card to walking into my car to dialing your phone. That was how quickly it was.
All right, Sky, hold on 2 seconds. We got to go for a commercial break. We have a few wonderful people from California and from Pittsburgh, and we're going to get to them really soon. And first, we got to go to a commercial break. So stay tuned because Artie and Sky are going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Angels and Answers, Artie and Sky, and just wanted everybody to know that if you wanted to get a private personal reading on your own outside the show, just call me at 877-ANGEL-02 or go to my website, ArtieHoffman.com. And right now, we have a wonderful person all the way from California. We have Rose. How you doing, Rose?
Oh, hi.
Hey, sweetheart. Hello? How are you?
Okay, sort of. But how are you guys doing?
Doing really good. You want to know
something? I'm great.
You want to know something, Rose? You got to watch out for bees. For some reason, I'm seeing bees around you, and I don't want you to get stung by bees. I just started seeing bees around you.
You know what I think about bees?
What do you think about bees, honey?
I think it's at work.
Why is that? You always getting stung or something at work?
Well, work, we have a very stressful situation. We had someone new come in, and he's been getting rid of employees.
Okay.
And I know I really need the angels right now because I know what I suspect what the outcome is going to be. But I was wondering if you look at that.
Okay, what do you get from that, Sky?
Well, in order for you to call your angels, you need to truly believe in them because they're very shy creatures, and they need to be called in. They're always in our backgrounds, and they're always waiting for us to get in trouble and to divert us from trouble. But you really need to call them in, and you have to ask for the help and truly believe they're there.
Right. You have to understand by the law of nature, angels aren't allowed to intervene into our life without us calling them in because that's our free will. The only time an angel is allowed to intervene into our life without us asking is if we're in a do or die situation, they will come and save us. You know, so as far as calling in the angels, you know, it's you're allowed just to ask, you know, thank you for helping resolve these issues. Now, if you're having a problem with somebody, you could ask your angels, please communicate to their angels, thank you for softening their heart. Thank you for throwing compassion. By sending love to the person who you're having problems with, and you could do it telepathy-wise, by you sending love to them without having to verbally be in, you know, to say anything or be in their physical company, by you just sending love to them and showing compassion and having them have compassion for you, by you putting that energy out there, it helps resolve. But you communicate to your angels of exactly what it is you want.
Yes. And also, you have to recognize your angels are with you every day.
Every minute.
Into a situation. Every second, every minute, they're born to you. They're caring for you at all times. And you have to look really far into your life. And you have to look right in front of your eyes. Did you ever say to yourself, well, you know, I really need to go down that road, but I really should go down this road, but I'm so late. Let me go down this road anyway. And then you run into this accident that is horrific. And because you were late, your angels helped you to be late. Sometimes we think it's like, oh, my God, I made a mistake. I'm late. Oh, my God, what am I going to do? But actually, your angels protected you from you being that car just moments before that car got hit. Okay? So thank your angels at that point. Always remember to thank them. And always call them to your side because they're shy creatures. They don't want to get, you know, they don't want to overstep their bounds. And when you recognize them, they get so happy. They're like, they do a dance. I mean, they're so happy that you're recognizing that you're there. So please call on them. Call on them all the time. And then we have what's called guardian angels, like St. Michael, St. Gabriel, St. Raphael, and they are specifically for problems in your life. And you should look them up, and you should get to know them and see what they are put here from God to do. Like, I'll tell you one little short thing. St. Michael the Archangel is here to protect us from all evil. So when you pray to him every day, he will protect you and guide your path against evil, push you away from anything that could happen that could hurt you. You know what I mean? So you need to do that. You need to absolutely call upon them, and you need to find out which archangel is going to be the best suited for you. I do suggest to pray to all of them because sometime in our lives we're going to need them all. But look them up.
Yeah, Archangel.
One.
Oh.
Archangel Metatron is also a very strong, powerful angel, and Archangel was the angel that helped Archangel Michael to actually chase Lucifer out of heaven. So he's also very, very strong. So when you need help, whether it be Michael or Metatron, but it's also helpful that when you burn a candle upon a situation, whether it be upon somebody's health or upon prosperity or about love, you know, when you burn a candle, and what I do is I engrave my initials in the candle at the top of the candle, and I don't burn it out. I put it in a safe place. I actually keep it in a cooking pot. Keep it in a cooking pot so that in case, God forbid, something happens, you know. But I keep it burning 24/7. And when I tell you, I meditate on exactly why I'm burning that candle. And sometimes I just ask for miracles in general, miracles, blessings, prosperity. And but if somebody is going into surgery, 100% of the time, people always do better in surgery when they're prayed upon before going into surgery. And you don't just bless the person who's going into surgery, but you also bless the hands of the surgeon so that he is being guided properly.
Oh, that's true.
Can I ask you, like, how much longer you see me this job?
What do you see, Sky?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that question.
She was asking how much longer do you... I don't know, for some reason, I feel like that you're not going to get pushed out. She said, how much longer does she see her being at her own job?
As long as you want it to be. Of the fact that you're worried about it, you're kind of invoking to yourself the law of negativity. So if you start saying to yourself,
I'm safe,
coming close, right?
Just keep saying to yourself that you're safe. Just say, I'm safe,
right.
I'm okay, I'm safe, I'm okay. Don't worry about what's going on in everybody else. Just keep on seeing yourself being safe.
And you know what? You might feel one day that you want to change that job. So, you know, don't, like, put up this big wall that you want to always be there, because something might come around for you that's better. And actually, I feel that something is on its way for you that's going to be much better than you've got now.
Well,
it's just that
you definitely
want to
find... Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I said... Sky was telling you that there is something much better right around the corner for you that is coming your way. And I said, you just can't see it yet, but it's there. But we do have to go to another call, sweetheart.
Okay. Thank you, sweetie.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay. So that's very interesting, Sky, that, you know, you were talking about, you know, when you call upon the angels and having this relationship with angels. And I literally communicate to my angels every day. For me personally, because we do what we do, I thank God, I thank the angels for all my spiritual gifts, and I thank them for giving me insight and wisdom, and I thank them for protection. It's very important to be protected, because you and I, we're around the public so often that I know I have friends who are very spiritually gifted. Their lives in so many ways are so either emotionally hurt, physically hurt, or financially hurt or something because they're taking on all the energy. And it's very important to protect yourself while you're doing what you're doing.
Absolutely. And you know what I also do? When I'm doing a personal reading, I always give respect to the loved ones that are behind the veil. I call it heaven. And I do ask permission from those people in heaven that I may contact them and I may share what they're saying with the people on earth that want to have messages with them. I'm very respectful. I try to project that respect, because you know what, Artie? They still are people just like us. A lot of folks don't realize, you know, they have the mystique about death. And death is just a transformation. They're still the same people that they left here being.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What happens is that the soul is who you are. You're not your body. Your soul is expressing itself using your body. So once the body retires, the soul takes on a different energy, and that different energy is of a light form, in light. And so we hurt inside because we don't physically experience them in our human way. And it's our personal way of that communication, of that contact. So even though they're always around us, our loved ones who are around us.
Always.
Yeah. And in some way, you know, at times we're going to feel really good because we could feel their energy. At times, no matter what we do, we go through a mourning process, as unfortunately as you understand. And, well, I understand too, because I lost my mom and you lost your son. And so we miss them dearly. And you don't have to worry. Okay, on the other side, because they're doing a lot better than us, you know.
Way like, better.
Way better than us, you know. And so I always tell.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah, we have to go to a break now. But I just want to finish off by saying, ones on the other side is like worrying about them, like as if they're in Hawaii and they're on the beach in the sun, sucking on an iced tea, and we're worried if they're okay. And
really?
We're worried.
I know. So, I wouldn't want to die over here.
Yeah,
I hear you.
Okay, all right. All right, everybody. You're with Sky and Artie, and we're with Angels and Answers. And so stay tuned, because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Can buy me love.
Used clinically by top-line doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Feel like you just can't find your happiness? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, with Angels and Answers. You're with Sky and Artie. If anybody wants to call in and get a reading from myself or Sky, the number to call in is 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. Don't be afraid. You can call. And anyone who calls my show, that if I'm not able to reach you while we're on the air, I will, you know, you leave your email address, or you can just email me through my website, ArtieHoffman.com, and I will answer you one question. Because for anyone who calls into the show and they're nice enough to be patient, but unfortunately, sometimes we can't get to everybody because time doesn't allow. So I will be nice enough to answer myself or Sky. We will email it back to you and answer a question. So don't worry if we don't get back to you on the air. But we do try because we love a good show. So the number to call in is 800-930-2819. Another one of my pet peeves is when people leave their phone number and they talk so fast with their phone number. It's like, why are you even saying it? They're saying it so softly or so quickly, or like, you know, it's like, I like it when somebody, not slower than slow, but, you know, just to say it and then repeat it, and then it's cool. So just do that for everyone who's listening to you. It's a really good habit to take on. So, but Sky, I wanted to ask you, did you ever have a true encounter with an angel, like a live angel, like right there in front of you?
Yes, Artie, I absolutely have. And I'll tell you all about it, because this to me was mind-boggling when it happened. And, well, first of all, I've always believed in my angels since I've been a child. There was no question to me that angels existed, and I loved them, and I always called upon them. When my son passed away, it was a very devastating time in my life, and I just couldn't get over it. It was just...
When was this?
It was just...
When did your friend pass away?
Excuse me?
When did your friend pass away?
My son passed away on December 3rd, 2010. And believe it or not, I still grieve. I mean, sometimes I just sit there and cry for no reason. Even though I can communicate, it's still not the same. So, anyway, I was at the cemetery one day with my daughter. And you have to understand the scenario of the cemetery. It's in the middle of nowhere. You have to have a car to get here, okay?
Uh-huh.
So we were together, my daughter and I was like kneeling at his stone and hugging it and saying, oh my God, I was like, where are you? What happened? Because he did die very suddenly. He was never sick a day in his life. All of a sudden he had a brain aneurysm, and one day he was here, the next he was gone. It was so devastating.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sitting there crying, and I'm saying, what happened? Why? What's going on? What happened? From nowhere, I stand up because I see this beautiful woman approaching me. And she had a book in her hands, and the way her posture was, and the way her mannerisms were as she was approaching me, it was like so different than anyone else. I said, wow, this girl must have gone to finishing school, or, you know, these crazy things were popping into my mind.
Uh-huh.
Well, she stopped at the gravesite, and she looked at me with these beautiful, piercingly blue eyes, and I felt like she was looking in my soul. And I felt as though she understood every ounce of pain I was going through. And I was not only going through mental pain, but physical pain.
Wow. Okay.
And she said to me, who is this that you are so upset about? This is your child. And she didn't even look at the stone. She had no way of knowing. I said, yes, it's my son. We lost him a year and a half ago. And I'm just devastated. I just can't get past this. And she looked deep into my eyes and she said, there will come a time when you do understand, and there will come a time when you absolutely will be rejoicing for his passing. And I looked at her like, what is she, nuts? How can I rejoice? I'd be a dying. She's telling me to rejoice. I said, no way. Okay. I said, all right, get on with the next thing because this ain't happening.
Go ahead.
Anyway, so she said, she took my hand. When she took my hand, I felt a peace like that came over my body, like I've never felt, almost a euphoric feeling.
Wow.
And then she told me to read this book. And you know what? As crazy as I am, and I didn't pay attention to the name of the book, and I thought my daughter was listening because she was right by my side, and we missed the name of the book. Oh, that's a date, even to me today, is like devastating because I should have listened to the name. I should have remembered it, but I didn't. Well, anyway. And she hugged me, and when she hugged me, I felt for the very first time the pain, the physical pain that I was going through in my body ceased for the few seconds that she held me. And then she said to me, God bless you, and I know everything is going to turn out well for you. And I know that you're going to see your son again, so please, please try and do the work that God's put forth for you on earth. So she turned away and she walked away, and my daughter and I looked at each other, and as we were looking and saying a few words, wasn't she a lovely lady? Didn't she give you peace? My daughter and I said, yeah, she gave me a lot of peace. As we're looking into the cemetery, there's nobody there.
Wow.
So I said, Jennifer, I said to my daughter, Jennifer, look in the parking lot. I don't see, there's only a semicircle to get to park your cars. And there's no other way of getting in or out of the cemetery. You can actually see, whoever's in there has a car, you can see it. We're looking in the parking lot. There's no cars. We just left her 2 seconds ago. I'm running around looking for this woman, and I can't find her. There's no car in the parking lot. She could have never gotten away that quickly without us either hearing the car, because my son's right by the road. So we could have never, ever, she could have never had a car there. She could have never gotten away that quickly. And she was walking in the opposite direction of the parking lot. So my daughter and I turned to each other, and I grabbed my daughter's hand, and I said, Jen, that was a real angel. And tears came out of her eyes, tears came out of my eyes, and I said to her, Jen, look how much God loves us. He sent us a real angel to calm us and to give us peace, just to give us peace.
Yeah,
and
that's
from that moment on, I mean, There was never a doubt in my mind, but I felt so gifted, and I felt like I didn't even deserve to get this amazing gift that God gave me, to see this woman, to see this angel. And when I tell you, Artie, you know, it's so cliche, but like, she glowed. In my mind's eye, she glowed. She was so perfect. Her eyes, her nose, her face, she was so perfect.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. And I was just so thankful. And that's the day I started healing.
Wow. Very nice.
Started healing. Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. You know, I had an angel encounter myself. And what happened is I spent I just felt I had this generous feeling in me to hand out food and money to the homeless, just for the heck of it. And I just felt like doing it. And I'm in the mood to do that again. I'll be going out there again real soon, walking around New York City doing the same thing. And as I'm getting closer to Penn Station, because I take a train coming in, as I looked up to the sky and I said, God, am I really making a difference, or am I just like throwing my money away? I mean, even though the people would say to me, even though, you know, people I never met before, I'm handing out food, bottles of water, money, you know, seriously, $5, $10, you know, and I was willing to give away. And I'm saying, am I just throwing my money away? Am I really making a difference? I kid you not. 1 minute later, comes up to me as soon as I handed my last $5, $10 to this homeless person who had AIDS, you know, and he said to me, this gentleman stopped me and he goes, sir, and he is dressed very, very well. And he said, sir, I just saw what you did. And I just want you to know you really, really touched my heart. And wow, he said, you made a big difference in somebody's life. And I said, oh, I was just so touched by it. I really was. I was just so touched by a moment. And you want to know something? When people say to you, whether it be to you or to anyone who's listening or to anybody, that when you're at the right place at the right time to help somebody out, you know, in their vulnerable state, whether it be emotionally, financially, or car trouble, whatever it is, you happen to be there at the right time. You are acting as an angel on behalf of God.
Absolutely. I was just going to say that to you, Artie, because believe
as
it or
God
not,
as my was, witness, I swear.
Hallelujah. That is so the truth.
Absolutely.
I stand witness to that. That is the truth. That right. is divine intervention.
Absolutely. And it's a beautiful, beautiful feeling when you know, something like that happens and you have people are intervening. And it's not just angels per se, but somebody, I was handing food over to one fella. We do have to go for a break now, I know, but I have to say this one thing. But I was handing food to this one fella in Central Park, and he was so grateful by what I was giving him. I gave him money and I gave him food. And he goes, "Hey, mister," he goes, "Are you an angel? He goes, "Do you live in heaven?" I go, "I'm right next door." I said, I live right next door. I'm in New Jersey.
But you are an angel. You see, you really are because you're doing
Thank
the work.
You. But hold on, Sky. We have to go for a break now.
Okay.
So, all right. So listen, everybody, we have a couple of people online. I promise you, I'm going to get to you. Sky and I will. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. As promised, we are going to get to our next callers. We have Amy from Pittsburgh. How you doing, Amy? You still there?
Yes. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for being so patient.
Hi, Amy. Hi.
What can we do you for, sweetheart?
Well, my question is, there's two positions that I put in for. One is a business manager at a school, and the other one is for, it's actually like a regional manager for like a mental, for two places. It's a mental health facility and for mental retardation, and it's overseeing four places for people. It's their accounts that they put their money in, and I just wanted to see if you felt that I would get either of those positions.
What I'm going to tell you what I feel. You know, Sky might see something different, but I'm telling you my gut feelings. Business manager.
Okay.
As soon as you said business manager, that was my first gut. And after everything that you said after that, I heard what you were saying, but my gut kept on saying business manager. Sky, what do you feel?
I felt the same thing. I think you're more geared to being a business manager, and you would feel more comfortable in that element. And I think that your spirits are kind of leading you to that direction. I hope that makes sense to you.
Okay,
so that's my gut. I feel like the other part of that, you know, going into the other aspect, you know, what you were talking about as far as work with challenge people or that aspect of it, I have a feeling the strain is going to be much greater than what you realize.
Yes. I was going to say that, too.
But you realize, so.
I feel that you are you have a very large heart, and you take everything very personally. And I don't think that you're going to be able to see and deal with the horrors that come with these poor people. And you're going to take it so to heart, and it's going to actually damage you. And I would say stay away from that.
You're too empathetic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. You'll make every case your case. You know what I mean? You'll
too
just
personal.
Take it so much to heart. Absolutely. Because it is a very, very rough field. Very rough.
Okay.
The business administration is more.
You'll do better.
More,
yeah, you'll be.
Forte.
Yeah, you'll be better with the first one. All right, Amy, thank you very much for calling in. And right now we have somebody else on the line. Hold on. Who do we got? We got Jenny from North Carolina.
What do you want?
Hi, Jenny.
Hey.
Hey, Jenny.
How you doing?
We're doing great. What's
great.
Cracking?
I love you guys.
Thank
you. We love you too, sweetheart. And God bless you.
I love
I
you
just,
more. No, but I love you more. I love you more.
No, I love you more. Don't listen to him. I love you more.
I love you more.
Well, I love Sky a little
ahead,
bit more,
Jenny,
just because I know her a little bit better. But my question.
Are you my Jenny? I love you, Jenny.
I love you too, honey.
How's the kids?
Good.
How's my Amber doing?
She went to visit a friend, so Rob and I are here.
I'm so
listening
happy you
to
called
the show.
In. Oh, I'm so happy.
Jenny,
these are very dear friends of mine.
Oh, they are? Oh, okay. Jen, is there a specific question you wanted to ask Sky or myself?
Yeah, actually, there is. Well, I've been going through a lot of medical issues lately.
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot of attachments from my childhood, a tremendous amount of attachments from abuse and things that my parents did. And my husband and I are going through a lot of things with not knowing where we're supposed to be. We're not comfortable here.
Wait, when you say we're not comfortable here, you're not comfortable where? Are you talking about physically where you live or physically,
yeah.
Are you talking about where you're at in life?
Probably both, yeah. I mean,
okay.
Physically, you know, we're lost spiritually where we're at physically.
Yeah.
And then that's created a lot of other issues, too, you know, with us as a whole and, you know, as a family.
If I'm reading you correctly, you are lumping everything into one. I want you to do this to me, Jen. I want you to let go of the past. It's something you cannot change. It's just something that happened, and I want you to pray. Now, I know you personally, and I know you're a very spiritual girl, and you can get over this. You can overcome this, Jen. And, of course, we want you back here in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. We do want you back because we need you to be back with our tribe. But I want you personally, Jen, to let go. Let go because what's happened in your childhood is now affecting your marriage. And it's making you sick. It's making you physically sick, and it doesn't have to because you keep going back to it. Stop going back to it. Just, I know it's hard to do, and the only way you can do that is through prayer and heavy prayer. Do ceremony, Jen. You know what I'm talking about. Every night, I want you to burn that sage, and I want you to burn sweetgrass and cedar, and I want you to ask our Creator to take away what you cannot handle and to bring your life back. Because I know that you and Rob have had a great life together. I remember when your daughter was born, and you were the cutest little couple ever when I met you. And I know that these issues are really playing on you worse than when I knew you before. And it is damaging your marriage. And the only one that could protect you is God and yourself.
Jen, I need to interrupt for a second because we only have 2 minutes left. Jen, I want you to email me, all right? I want you to go to my website, artiehoffman.com, and I want you to email me. And this is Sky's friend, or I talked to you on the radio. And I just want you to ask me that same question, and I'll give you my take more in depth because Sky's been a part of your life, you know, as far as understanding you. So I'm going to give you my take, but unfortunately we don't have enough time. But I will give you my insights as well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. So, yeah, just go to artiehoffman.com, email me, and just say I'm Sky's friend, and then I'm going to respond to you, okay? Just give me a day or two.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. My pleasure, sweetheart. And thanks for listening. Thanks for listening in, sweetheart.
I love you guys.
All right, everybody. Sky, hey, this was a great show. I really enjoyed myself.
It was.
All right.
So did I. It's been amazing.
Very cool. All right, everybody. From my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you, your loved ones, and your angels.
Absolutely.
For all the prosperity, for all the love, for all the happiness that you deserve, for all the health.
Absolutely.
May God grace you and your family.
Right. Call them in, because they're very shy. Remember to call in your angels, okay?
All right, Sky. It was a great pleasure once again sharing time with you. And until next week, everybody, you're going to hear from Sky and Artie and Angels and Answers. So have a pleasant and fun week and stay happy, stay healthy, and pray to the Holy Spirit and pray to the angels. All right. You take care, everybody. Thanks a lot, Sky.
Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman. Tune in to the hottest psychic with the warmest heart every Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And call 1-800-930-2819 to ask your questions. Artie is a renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker. He has helped over 15,000 people with his intuitive gifts by communicating with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02, and visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. When you start to believe, then you can achieve. See you next week.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question. Always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing. Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.